This conference is being recorded.
Hey everybody, this is Mike from CriticalBench.com. I'm really excited today. As some of you guys might not know, I grew up in Northern Virginia as a huge Redskins fan. I live in the Tampa Bay area now, so I've had a chance to go to some of those games that have turned into a big rivalry over the last couple of years. So I'm pretty psyched. We've got a defensive end for the Washington Redskins, Philip Daniels, on the line right now. A lot of you guys know that follow powerlifting. Phillip's also an off-season powerlifter. And he's here today to talk to us about a hardcore gym that he's just opened up. It's called Monster Garage Gym, located in Illinois. And he opened it with two-time WC powerlifting champ Eric Marosher. Sorry if I said that wrong. And, you know, this is going to be a great interview because some of the commercial gyms and the corporate fitness centers, they just kind of make you sick with all their rules, and it's hard to get a hardcore workout in there. So what's up, Big Phil? Thanks for being here today, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So you missed last year with the knee injury, right? How's that going? Have you gotten back in any heavy lifting yet?
Yeah, my knee's great. You know, I rehabbed it real hard after I hurt it. And probably early March, I started get into the heavy lifting. I think I was squatting over 500 in early March. So I'm actually right back where I was last year, when, squatting wise and strength wise. So my knee's doing great. It's doing real good.
Awesome, man. Glad to hear it. So how'd you originally get hooked up with Eric from the powerlifting team? How'd you guys meet?
This is a long story, but I try to make it short as possible. But I was sitting in my office here in Illinois. Trying to find a gym that I could train at, a powerlifting gym, because I did powerlifting in the past. And I went to look around on the internet, and I came up onto this site called Powerlifting Watch. And clicking around that site, I saw they had a space where it said gyms, and then it had gyms per state. So I clicked on Illinois and looked at all the gyms in Illinois, and so I just noticed that there was a gym in Gurnee, and I'm like, Monster Garage Gym. So I sent him a quick email and told him who I was. I told him I was Philip Daniels, Washington Redskins, and that I was looking for a gym to train at, and that I did previous powerlifting in Seattle, and I just wanted to try to get stronger, and, you know, if he could help me out, let me know. So we went back and forth, and I think at first Eric really didn't. He didn't know. I mean, he didn't trust the idea of a football player trying to powerlift, but he didn't really know that I was a powerlifter before. So he started asking me all these questions, and he asked me what my numbers were, and I gave him my numbers, you know, from powerlifting meets up in Washington and Seattle. So then, in that process, you know, I guess Ronald Lagaretta. I know Ronald's got a crazy last name, but Ronald is a powerlifter. He's a guy on the team. And Ronald was a big-time Redskins fan. So Eric mentioned it to Ronald, and Ronald said, yeah, bring him in, man. He's a big dude, strong. And he eventually convinced Eric to give me a shot. So Eric emailed me back and said, hey, come in. We train. He gave me the days that they train, told me what days and everything. And I said, oh, cool. And he was training that Saturday. I had just got done with football, you know. It wasn't a week out. Now I was already trying to get into lifting. So I told Eric, I'll just come through and meet the guys, and I won't train today, but, you know, on Saturday, I'll just come through and meet the guys. So I get there, you know. Well, actually, let me go back. I told him I just want to meet the guys. But I changed my mind, like, you know, probably an hour later. And I said, well, you know what, I hit Eric back on the email and said, Eric, you know what, I'm going to train. So I go in and train with the guys on Saturday, and we get along great. I mean, from the first time we met till, you know, to now, we hit it off, and we've been doing great together.
That's awesome, man. That's cool. Where's Monster Garage Gym? I'm not familiar with Illinois. You mentioned the town. Is it near Chicago, or what's it kind of close to for people that aren't familiar with it?
No, Monster Garage Gym is in Waukegan, Illinois. The address is 2755 Delaney Road. That's in Waukegan, Illinois, and the zip is 60087. You know, easy access, right off of 41. And everybody would know what 41 is if you live up north Illinois, northern Illinois.
All right, cool.
But, you know, it's a, you know, it's that's the address. It's a great gym, and it's in a good location.
Do you guys do you train strictly powerlifting in the off season? I mean, you got to do some conditioning and agility stuff and stuff too. So do you kind of work in with the team some days and do your own thing some other days, or what kind of routine do you do, or is it the same thing they're doing?
Well, basically, since the team's up in Virginia, and I'm here in Illinois. I'm pretty much on my own, but I do both. I got a couple of different facilities that I train at. I train with the guys. I powerlift with the guys when they're doing their powerlifting thing. And so we're going there and I powerlift 4 days a week. And then I go and I work out at another facility called EFT that does a lot of conditioning and a lot of work. They work out a lot of guys for the combine and stuff, college guys coming through. And my son trains there. So, I mean, I go there and do all my conditioning, my running, my sled pulling, sled dragging, everything. And I get best of both worlds right there. I kind of get the power, and I go over there and get the finesse, the speed, the quickness.
Cool, man. Sounds good. So at the Monster Garage Gym, is that strictly powerlifters, or do you have other athletes coming in there trying to get stronger? Like, what's the environment like in there? What kind of people you got?
It's strictly powerlifters. I'm probably the only athlete that's in there. I would love to have more athletes come through and train. You know, we got the Bears right here. You know, I just can't convince them guys to come in and do. I mean, you know, when it comes to hard work, a lot of guys don't want to do that. They don't want to put themselves to body through that. So, but yeah, we got a lot of great powerlifters in there. You know, of course, Eric Marosha, Mike Strong. 606 bench, and he's 198. Ronald, I mentioned him, Ronald Lagaretta, Keith Early, Rob Keys, all those guys, come through and they work out and they train hard. And Moscow Rock Gym is just one of those gyms that, it's strictly for powerlifters, guys that want to get strong, guys that want to push their bodies to the limits. But at the same time, Moscow Rock is going to keep you safe.
Right, man. It's not for everyone, but if you're trying to get stronger, for sure. That's the kind of place you've got to find. A lot of athletes, everybody knows Westside Barbell in Ohio, and you got athletes coming in there trying to get stronger and stuff, so I'm sure you'll have different people stopping by too. I checked out the website, monstergaragegym.com, and it was talking about 24/7 access. Does that mean it's open to other people to join too that don't want to maybe train with the powerlifting team but want to get stronger and want that kind of atmosphere?
Yes, any team could come train at Moscow Garage Gym anytime they want to, as long as they don't mess with our time. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, for sure.
So we give you a key. We give you a key. You go in, you train whenever you want to. It's 24 hours, access. We have no problem with it. The gym is just a great addition just for guys to just come in there and. Get the training that they need and we don't have to be there, But at the same time, I think, most powerlifting teams, they go by their, they train in a totally different way than we train, and we all for that. We just want guys to come in, enjoy the gym, get strong, we'll give you your key, your team come in. If you want to join, Marosa powerlifting team, that's good too. We'll happily accept you to come in and train with us. But, yeah, it is a key. We'll give you a key, and you can go in anytime you want to.
That sounds good. Only rule is don't do barbell curls on the monolift, right? You get kicked
right.
out for doing that.
Exactly, though. Can't do crazy stuff.
So, I've trained at regular gyms in the past. Now I go to a warehouse gym, and then I'm at a Tampa Barbell. So I don't think I could ever go back to a commercial gym where, they don't have the equipment you need for athletes and power lifters. I mean, you got bands, chains, you can use chalk, obviously. You got the mono lift for squatting, reverse hyper. So you got all that specialty equipment that a serious athlete is going to need. I mean, why do you think so many people are just getting sick of commercial gyms? Seems like that trend, people are just starting to want to find their own place to train or start their own places. Why do you think that's starting to happen?
Well, for one, guys who are trying to get strong and get really strong, commercial gyms don't give you any kind of safety. In a powerlifting gym, you got guys spotting you, you got guys behind you on the sides, you got guys that's going to really make sure you're safe. And commercial gyms, you don't have anyone to spot you, so you have to ask the guy that's standing around in the gym to come give you a spot, but you don't know who this guy is, he don't know who you are, It might not be a great spot. It might not be, you might not hand the weight off to you the way you want it. It just might be terrible. But, in powerlifting gym, you got guys that you know, that train with, you train with every day, and you got guys that hand off to you all the time. They know exactly how you want it, and they know exactly how to spot you on the squats and all that stuff. So that what makes it different, you know. And of course, you mentioned able to use, chalk and, powder and, got the bands and the chains. There's no bands and chains in commercial gyms. And,
right.
I think, for one, when you come to a powerlifting gym, I mean, just the atmosphere of knowing all the guys around you and the way you train and being able to use the bands and the chains and do all those things. And I think that's what makes it different. And I think a lot of people are leaving commercial gyms, coming to powerlifting gyms because of the atmosphere and how we go about lifting and also getting strong. Working out at a commercial gym, I'm going to tell you, it's just hard to get strong. A lot of commercial gyms won't even let you put a lot of weight on the bar.
Yeah, no, Planet Fitness, you can only put like 225 on the bar.
Exactly. They will limit you what you put on the bar. And if you put too much, they come over and tell you, we don't allow to put so much weight on the bar. So, you might have to, find another gym. And so that's what we're trying to do. Moss Garage Gym is the perfect gym for you because you can put what you want on there, But, of course, we got people in there like, Eric Morosha, two-time world champion, and guys like myself have been lifting for a while. All the guys that's in there that's going to help you and spot you and tell you what you need to put on next. Don't go too heavy, stuff like that. But at the same time, you're going to get stronger. And I think that's the difference in going to a regular, commercial gym than going to a powerlifting gym.
Yeah, for sure. I think you pretty much summed it up. Safety is always huge. The environment. I mean, anytime you want to be the best at something, you got to be around other people that got that same drive. They're fired up about it. People that are going to keep you safe. You got all the equipment you need. So you don't want some pencil neck trainer coming up to you at the gym telling you you're benching wrong or kicking you out for stupid stuff like that. So that's awesome.
Well, you almost.
I get fired up, man. I'm ready to go work out right now.
Every time you go into a commercial gym, you can just almost tell that when you're over there working out on your own, you got a lot of weight on there, if they allow you. That they everybody just stop and start looking at you like you're crazy. So I'm trying to get stronger, but at the same time they looking at me like, man, you're gonna hurt yourself.
Yeah, that's funny. At a commercial gym, you're like the strongest guy in there. Everyone's just staring at you. You go to a barbell club or a powerlifting gym and you just kind of blend in like one
all
of
the
guys.
Same.
Kind of
everybody
funny.
Is the same. Exactly.
I'm not even
exactly.
Strong anymore at my gym.
Exactly. I'm not strong as at the powerlifting gym, so now it's just like, I can get a good workout in, they're going to help me, and I'm going to get stronger, in my own way.
Do what you got
to
do.
I'm competing with myself, pretty much.
Yeah. Hey, I saw your videos on, I think it was Powerlifting Watch, where you did a meet, APF meet in 2008, where you hit a 722 squat and deadlifted 600. Is that what you got in that meet? That was real impressive, man. I swear to God, it looked like your warm-up lifts. I don't know if that was getting close to camp or what was going on, but it almost looked like just another workout where you got to hold back a little bit, don't you? Because football is your livelihood. That's how you're making a living. So, do you go balls to the wall at the meet right now, or are you just kind of using it as a workout? I'm just asking because the list looks so easy.
Well, to tell you the truth, everything looked easy to me. Everything I do look pretty easy. But
all right.
On the real story, I'm giving you the real story. Everything I do in competition, I do it in my workout. So, Eric does a great job trying to keep me safe. He knows my profession. He knows I got a career. He's not trying to get me hurt. But if you got the proper technique and everything, you won't get hurt. And I don't go into the gym thinking I'm going to get hurt. My thing is, I did 722 last year. I wasn't even close to getting hurt. I could probably do 800 easily. But
yeah, it looked like it.
We go into the meets with a goal. We have numbers already wrote down that I want to get. So that last meet, 700 was my goal. I got 700 on that second lift. So instead of piling a bunch of weight on there and trying to set a record or anything like that, we just go up another 15 pounds or whatever.
Yeah,
we just
the
we do that
for you.
Exactly. So I'm trying to get a PR for myself, and I'm not trying to hurt myself in any way, but I'm trying to, you know, get good weight, and I'm competing with myself really pretty much. I'm just trying to get something that I'm comfortable with. But everything that I do in the meets, I've come close to in the workouts. Like the week before I did the 722, I did 680 in the workout, and it was really easy. So I already knew I could do 7-something. And so that's it. You know, we just try to stay safe. You know, people that are saying that powerlifting can injure you and stuff, that cause only because you're not lifting right. You don't have the proper technique. That's the only way you can get
some
hurt.
Yeah, some people just got big egos and just trying too much, just take it nice and steady.
So for all those people that say powerlifting can hurt you, okay, I didn't get hurt doing powerlifting, but I got hurt doing football. Now, you can get hurt on any play in football. It's fine. But, you know, they say you put a lot of weight on you, you're risking a chance of injury. I risk an injury every time I line up on the field. So it's the same thing. But if you can't push yourself in the off season to get stronger, then you're not going to have any success on the field. So I push myself to get stronger, and hopefully it pays off on the field. And I remember in 99 when I –
that'll keep you safer, That'll keep you safer on the field being stronger.
Exactly, it will. The stronger you are, you know, you keep your flexibility. All those things, they play a major part. And, you know, I remember in Seattle, when I powerlifted in Seattle in 99, that was one of my best years. You know, that's one of my best years. And so I have to powerlift to stay strong and do the things that I do on the field. But anybody that says I'm taking a risk, I don't think it's a risk. I think it's an opportunity to get better. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, you got to look at the positive. You can't focus on the bad things that can happen. But
that's
were you wearing gear? Were you wearing gear in that? Or you guys compete raw? Or what does your team mostly do?
Well, the gear we wear single ply. Single ply is going to keep you safe. It's not going to give you too much, but at the same time, you'll be able to feel the weight. You know, I see a lot of guys that multiply and all the other gear. You know, it's just too much. You know, I just want to do something simple that I can know that most of this weight is me. You know what I'm saying? And I don't think I'm going to keep myself safe. But the whole team, you know, we all go single ply, and we do a pretty good job in the single ply. You know, we could get a whole lot more weight by going double ply and all the other, you know, suits and everything. But, you know, why? I mean, why put on that suit to do most of the work for you when you can go single ply and you're doing most of the work? So that's how we feel.
That's true. Just a preference. Just let people lift the way they want to lift. It's just for yourself anyway. So I can accept that.
Exactly.
So you already mentioned, you know, the lifting's making you a better football player. Do you think it's making you more explosive too, some of the heavy squatting and stuff like that? You think it's helping you come off the ball better?
Yeah, it has, man. I mean, even the OTAs and the mini camps, I just felt, you know, a lot of explosive power, you know, coming off the ball. You know, for me as a defensive lineman, you know, the key is the first three steps. You know, we got to pretty much beat our guys in three steps, and the rest of it is just, you know, the luxury of getting the quarterback sack and getting back there in the backfield. So when I got into powerlifting a year and a half ago, maybe a little bit longer than that, a year and a half ago, when I got into powerlifting, that was my whole goal, to get faster and quicker, get more explosive coming out the ball. And I've done that, you know. Just in the practices, the minicamps, OTAs, I can tell a big difference, you know. When I'm after the first three steps, I've made pretty much my decision that, and my move. So now it's just about getting to the quarterback. And I think, you know, guys who lift, who power lift and, you know, and build their bodies that way, they have a lot of explosions, and they come off the ball and hit people in the mouth. And, you know, and that's the thing I wanted, you know. And like I say, you know, powerlifting works for every position. You think about it, you know, every position needs that burst, you know, that initial burst to get to where they're going. And the first two or three steps will determine the outcome of the play. So I think, you know, we'll see. I mean, last year I got hurt because I wanted to showcase what powerlifting can do for me, and I was ready to go. And then, of course, a fluke injury, you know, trying to avoid the quarterback and jumping over somebody, you know, that end of my year. But at the same time, I feel just as strong this year, so it should still work for me this year too. So, I mean, I think I'm stronger this year. So that's going to be
a good
thing.
Good to hear. Now, you definitely see it on the field, as you just explained. You guys get tested in any one-rep max stuff, or do the coaches not want to risk injuries, or what do you get tested in lifting-wise if you do get tested when you get back to camp?
In the NFL, you get tested in nothing.
Nothing.
You get tested
You
in
show up.
nothing. You come back to camp.
You're professional. You're a veteran. Just
Yeah,
there,
exactly.
you know.
You
All
know,
right,
even
cool.
and to just thinking about what you just the question you just asked. You know, most NFL teams will not let you go really heavy.
Yeah, that's
That's
what I
why
was
they,
thinking.
yeah, they don't. They risk a lot because they got so much money invested in you, and they don't allow you to really, you know, put a whole lot of weight on the bars and stuff, and they just do like more like sets and reps, those kind of
Like
things.
hammer
Of
strength
course,
stuff and things like that.
exactly. Exactly. So, I mean, for me, you know, for me to be on my own, I like to do, you know, sets and reps on days that, you know, that I need to do it, and I need to do power on days I need to do power. But I mean, there's never been a testing or anything for guys that came into, you know, camp and everything. So I mean, only year I remember testing and anything was the first year that Mike Holmgren got to Seattle, and we went out and we did the combine. We did a whole combine.
Really?
No, he tested us on everything. So I mean, that and I mean we even did the what was it? The I think it was 315. We didn't do 225. We did 315.
315 reps test.
Yeah, see how many reps guys could get that. The D lineman at least. And so we I remember doing that, man. I'm like, man, I think guys ended up like 10, 12 reps on that. Some guys.
Right.
And so I mean, but I don't. They don't. There's no testing. When we get to camp or anything, you know, you just go out and you play football, and you know, that's, I guess, you know, I'm probably gonna be the only guy that pretty much know where I am when I get there because I did the powerlifting.
That's what I was thinking. You probably don't even, I mean, you lift with some of these guys, but you're not doing these kinds of workouts, so you might not even know what people's maxes are on the bench. I was kind of curious who the strongest Redskin is. I'm assuming it's you. Anybody else you've seen pushing 400 or 500 pounds on the bench or anything?
I definitely put myself up there somewhere, but. Bench press is not my strong point, but you know my legs is my strong point. But we got some strong guys, and, you know, that can bench and stuff. But I'm not sure about their maxes. You know,
right.
I see guys talk all the time, like Kedrick Golston and Cornelius. You know, Griffin and those guys. They talk all the time about what they can do, but I don't know. And then Albert, I don't know what Albert can do. He just came in, so I don't know. I mean, it'd be tough because we don't max out, and guys
right.
don't max out. It'd be really tough to see who the strongest guy is, but
yeah, you know who says they're the strongest, but you haven't seen it, so it's hard to
I mean,
say.
Right? It's just a puff of smoke. They're talking about it, but I ain't seen it, so I mean, that's how I look at it.
Same thing happens when people come into the gym too, and they tell you what they lift, and you don't find out until they work out with you.
Exactly, you know, and a lot of times what they say they lift ain't what they lift. You know,
right.
And of course, you know, powerlifting. You know, it's a lot of, you know, we come down, we pause the bench on our, we pause it on our chest. I mean, guys not used to that. Most guys bounce it. They bounce it off the chest.
Yeah.
It's already halfway up, and then they lock it out. So,
it's
I mean,
a touch
that's
and go
a big
at
difference.
Like 50 pounds. Yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
for sure. Cause their bench might not be, I mean, their successful bench might not be the bench I'm looking for. You know, I'm looking for the pause and to press it out. You know, that's what I'm looking for. So,
and hold
I don't
it at
know.
The
I mean,
top.
I would
yeah.
put myself up there somewhere.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys had an awesome off-season work ethic, it sounds like. You bust your ass. Do you think some rookies that come in that just kind of take it for granted and don't work as hard in the off-season just because they kind of don't realize how hard it is to put together a long NFL career? That's just kind of a
yep.
question I have that's not related.
Yeah, I think some rookies and some young guys don't, you know, take for granted how much they need the lifting part of it. You know, you can go out there and run all day. You can run around all day, but if you ain't got the strength and the power to get through blocks or to get around people, it's not going to work. But I think they do take the lifting part of it for granted, you know. And my thing is, you know, and I hope to one day become a strength coach or something, that I want to get my guys strong first and then concentrate on the conditioning in the latter part of the months because, you know, the strength is the key. You get strong. And you're only gonna build the strength, and once you start running and moving around and stuff, you're gonna build it, and it's gonna get better, cause you know all your muscles are gonna start working together, you know, for a common goal. But at the same time, I think guys, young guys, just you know, they really don't, you know, and that's the reason that all young. That's why, you know, they say 3 years. You know, I guess the average lifespan for an NFL player is 3 years. I get it's 3 years because guys ain't willing to go out and do the things that they should do. I know, and me saying that, I'm saying guys gonna do all the right things when nobody's looking. You know,
Just do the
they work
mandatory
at
practices and stuff.
exactly. They work out at the facility with the teams and stuff. But when they leave the facility, what are you doing after you leave the facility? What are you doing on your own?
Right.
Those are things that matter, you know. And I think some young guys just throw that aside, you know, that you know I got here for a reason. You know, I went through college, I got here, I got the money, so now I'm just gonna coast through. And that's why guys don't make it long, you know. And I think you gotta just keep going, and you gotta keep looking for new things to do and new ways to get stronger in order to make it in this league for a long time.
Great advice, man. Thanks. So, man, I got to say, it's a powerlifting interview, but the D-line is looking stacked this year, pretty deep with the depth. How do you respond to that coming into camp, just, you know, knowing there's rookies? They haven't even stepped on the field or anything yet. It's hard to even consider them competition yet, but how do you respond to that, or you just treat every year the same and just do what you do?
Man, you know me, I've never shied away from competition. I love competition, so for me, I just say bring it on. You know, I mean, I've been in the league 14 years for a reason, and I don't see a young guy going to beat me out. The only way I won't be on the team is the team don't want me no more. That's the only way, you know. That's how I feel. But where I am with my workouts and what I've done in the off season, I prepared myself to be one of the best at my position. So I'm not even worried about, you know, a young guy coming in. But at the same time, with me saying that, I'll say this, you know, I'm trying to help the young guys too, because I was young at one time, and I needed somebody to mentor me and get me to where I am. And I had guys like Cortez Kennedy and Michael Sinclair, those guys in Seattle. So now, you know, I'm an older guy, and those guys come to me for advice all the time, and I will help them. You know, I called Arakpo after he got drafted to tell him that whatever you need up on D-line, you know, anything he needs, any advice he needs for the D-line, just come to me and I'll help him out. So, you know, that's the kind of guy I am. You know, I'm trying to win a Super Bowl. I don't really care about the competition or anything as long as I'm still on the team. You know, I don't mind being a backup. I don't mind being a starter. So, I mean, that's just me. I'm just a guy that wants to win, and I think the team knows that. I help these guys out. You know, a lot of people say, well, you're helping a guy take your position. No, I'm helping a guy help me win the Super Bowl. That's how I look at it, and you know, and that's you know, the only way to look at it. You know, I mean, if I didn't have guys to help me when I first got there, then I wouldn't be in the situation I am right now. So what better advice can I give a young guy than, you know, go out there and do the little things and make, you know, make sure you don't make mistakes and all that stuff, and, you know, just let them know how I got to where I am. So I'm definitely willing to help them out, but at the same time, you know, I don't see it as competition, you know. I set myself up for great things, so, you know, bring the competition on. I love it.
That's good to hear, man. I had a feeling you were going to say that, but I just wanted to hear it. But, back on track with it. I don't really know you, but I know you're a competitor, so I know you're not going to back down or anything. You're not going to go.
Well, this so, well, after the knee injury, you know, and I remember my first interview with the media. I told them, I said, you know what, I'm going to train hard, and I'm going to come back, you know. And I didn't want to end my career on an injury. You know, I just couldn't do it. And the way I've trained and the rehab I went through and things I put my body through to get back to where I am, you know, I would let myself down not to go out and give my best and, you know, let somebody just come in and beat me out. You know, it's going to be a battle, you know what I'm saying? But right now they still got me in the start lineup, so, and I'm glad we got Jeremy Jarman, you know, on the supplemental draft, and I'm glad to have him too. So I'm looking forward to helping the young guys out, but at the same time, I'm looking forward to being back on the field, helping my team out too, and helping us win, you know. And I think my presence last year was missed in a lot of ways, and I hope to get the team back together and we can get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, for sure. Glad to have you back, and I know it's a battle recovering from knee injuries. I blew my knee out right after college, so I wouldn't want to wish that upon anybody. But glad to hear you're coming back strong. And we're going to post this interview up on the blog, and I'm going to get some YouTube videos from Eric and post that underneath. So if you're listening to this interview right now, you can see some of the training videos from Monster Garage Gym. You mentioned where the gym is. Where can people go to learn more about the gym if they want to pay a visit or they're interested in stopping by or joining? Where can they get more info about it?
You can get more info. We got a website, monstergaragegym.com, or you can call 847-542-LIFT. And for those that don't want to go through the process of finding out, you know, matching the keys for LIFT, it's 847-542-5438.
All right, awesome. Hey, thanks a lot for the interview, Philip. I know you're taking time out of your busy schedule for this, and I want to wish you the best of luck this season coming up. I'll be watching you, and definitely keep an eye on your powerlifting career. Wish you the best in that too. So thanks a
Okay.
lot.
I
All right,
appreciate
take
it, man.
care.